English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you. 안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘 배워볼 영어 표현은 Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong 입니다. So what does the phrase Don't get me wrong mean? Let's find out. But first, we will listen to a conversation I had with Alice. Listen carefully. Hey, I'm thinking about asking Jeff to watch over my house while I'm gone.
You're going to ask Jeff? Don't get me wrong. I think Jeff is a very nice guy, but he isn't responsible. You should ask someone else.
오늘 본문에서 제가 Hey, I'm thinking about asking Jeff to watch over my house while I'm gone. 내가 없는 동안 제프한테 집 좀 봐달라고 할까 생각 중이야 라고 하자 앨리스가 You're going to ask Jeff? 제프한테 부탁한다고? Don't get me wrong. I think Jeff is a very nice guy, but he isn't responsible. 내 말 오해하지 말고 들어. 제프가 참 좋은 사람이긴 한데 책임감이 없다고 생각해. You should ask someone else. 다른 사람한테 부탁하는 게 좋을 거야 라고 조언해주네요. Now keep today's expression, don't get me wrong, in mind, and let's hear the conversation again. Hey, I'm thinking about asking Jeff to watch over my house while I'm gone.
You're going to ask Jeff? Don't get me wrong. I think Jeff is a very nice guy, but he isn't responsible. You should ask someone else.
Today's expression is don't. D-O-N apostrophe T. Don't get. G-E-T. Get me. M-E. Me. Wrong. W-R-O-N-G. Wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. When you don't want someone to misunderstand what you say or be offended by it, you can say, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. This expression is said before you express your opinion about someone or something. Don't get me wrong은 나를 잘못 받아들이지 마. 다시 말해, 내 말 오해하지 마 라는 뜻입니다. 상대방이 오해하지 않도록 말하고 싶을 때 또는 상대의 감정이 상할까 걱정될 때 쓰는 표현이죠. 오늘 본문에서 앨리스가 제게 Don't get me wrong. I think Jeff is a very nice guy, but he isn't responsible. 오해하지 마. 난 제프가 참 좋은 사람이긴 한데 책임감이 없다고 생각해. 라고 했죠. 네, 그럼 예문을 통해 오늘 표현에 대해 더 자세히 알아보겠습니다. Don't get me wrong. Randy is a good person, but I think he's lazy. 하면 내 말 오해는 하지 마. 랜디는 좋은 사람이긴 한데 너무 게을러 라는 뜻이 됩니다. Here is another example. Don't get me wrong. I didn't mean it that way. 라고 하면 난 그런 뜻이 아니었으니까 오해는 하지 마 라는 뜻이 됩니다. Now you know what today's expression means, right? Then we will listen to the conversation for the last time. Hey, I'm thinking about asking Jeff to watch over my house while I'm gone.
You're going to ask Jeff? Don't get me wrong. I think Jeff is a very nice guy, but he isn't responsible. You should ask someone else.
Let's review. When you don't want someone to misunderstand what you say or be offended by it, you can say, don't get me wrong. And keep in mind that this expression is usually said before you express an opinion. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Now try using this expression on your own. 그럼 다음 시간에 뵙겠습니다. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer 유입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!